take your Bible, if you will. We'll be looking tonight in the book of Psalm, chapter number 18 and verse number 49. That's going to be our text verse. But let's back up to verse 46 and we'll read part of that as well. All right, if you're able to stand, then stand with me while we look there for a few minutes tonight here in the book of Psalm, chapter number 18. The Lord liveth, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. And I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but you've got a bunch of them out there. If you live right, walk right, talk right, spit white, you're going to have some enemies. He delivereth me from mine enemies, and yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me, and thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon thee, reading of the word, and we do thank you for it. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. How we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. In the Bible, listen, that we're looking at here, for this Thanksgiving time, there's much to give thanks unto the Lord for. And let me tell you something, when you're giving thanks unto God, you'll never be able to fulfill and you'll never be able to remember all the blessings that God's bestowed upon you. Somebody wrote a song, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One, and it will surprise you exactly what God has done. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, we've got much to be thankful for. You've already heard some of mine. I'm thankful my wife didn't break her arm or fall down and break something on me. There's just a whole lot of things that go on in life you just never know about. I got to say to you that you'll find that we've got a lot in this life because we had the privilege of being born. Now, you're sitting here tonight, and I realize, I know, that you think, man, I'd like to have a new car. I'd like to have a new this, and I'd like to have a new. I'd like to be able. Let me ask you this. Could you just stop long enough to thank God you're here and that you're alive, that you've got physical life, that you've been born into the world? Now, if that ain't enough for you, and it's not enough, because I hope you've got more than that. This life is temporal that's here. But what about thanking God for everlasting life? Physical life is just temporal. Eternal life is something that'll last forever. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that salvation is of the Lord. Always has been, never will be anything but in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not the buddy plan, but whatever God does, he does forever, and nobody can add to or take away from it. He doeth that so that men may fear him. I want to tell you something. We ought to praise him, and in this Bible lesson we're looking at, first of all is you ought to praise him among saved people. We'll see that in the course of this sermon. We ought to praise him among our family. You know, I know a lot of people up and down the road, and you can talk to them and ask them, and on an individual basis, listen, are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord? They'll give you an answer. But if you were around the rest of their family, they might be shocked. Or if you were to ask them around the people that they're with all the time. You see, it's easy to hide, to cheat, and to lie, but God knoweth every heart that's in this building here tonight. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, we ought to praise God among our family. And then not only that, but in the lesson here, we ought to praise God among all those that are heathen. And boy, there's a lot of God-cussing heathens out there. I can tell you the devil's after your mind. He's after your marriage. He's after your ministry. He's after your children. Make no mistake. I'm going to tell you something. I stand in shock tonight every now and again when somebody tells me about somebody that fell aside and that's left the faith. I'm not talking about you sitting here tonight. I realize, I know, that we're all subject to like passion. I know preachers that preach heaven real and hell hot all for the last 40 years, buddy. And now they've gone the direction of the liberal crowd because there's more money and more prestigiousness or something. And I'm telling you right now, I'd shake my head. I couldn't believe it. I can promise you, when I look out across here, I can know the devil would like to do the same for you. All you got to do is go to get where you just don't want to live right, walk right, talk right, and spit white. And then the more they talk at you, the better it's going to sound to you. I said all that just so you'd know this. I've had people that left here just because they wanted to grow a big, moppy-looking head of hair. They'll tell you it's because I preached on drinking liquor and alcohol too much. But that wasn't it, friend. They wanted to paint their toenails like they were off the gay pride parade front line. You ever notice the people that do that and get crazy with that? They don't let their little kids grow a big mop head like that. God bless you. Thank you very much. Too personal. That's the point. See, what happens is we're ready to just bury the hatchet in anybody that we're not particularly caring about, but we're willing to overlook anybody and anything if so be that we're favorites or they're favorites of ours and we enjoy their company. Do you realize to know that whenever you begin to look into this Bible lesson, we're involved in a worldwide ministry? And by the way, is that you've got a witness, good or bad, you've got a witness with somebody. And let me tell you what it ends up doing is that wherever you go and whatever you say, you're going to carry your witness with you. There's a passage, and don't forget your text, but in Psalm 40 at about verse number 3, you know how you can always tell whenever you come to the house of God, you can always tell if you need something fixed, because when you come to the house of God, you're needing something fixed, you're afraid the preacher might say something about it. I like it when I can show up. Now, I'm not worried about what the preacher has to say. Bring it on, preacher. I mean, you're not going to preach me off the bench, I can tell you that. You may preach me down to the altar, but you're not going to preach me off the bench. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that if you will, Psalm 40 and about verse number 3, he says, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respected not the proud, nor such it turn aside to lies. I'm going to say to you that whenever you begin to look, number one, we've got much to be thankful about because of the song that he's given us. Do you realize, it's an excellent song? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you know, not only is it an excellent song, it's enjoyable. Don't you like singing that and hearing other people? Whenever I'm listening to all of this special music, I'm singing in my heart with them. I'm raising my hand because of the fact that God's given me a song of praise and to exalt and magnify his name. It's an enjoyable song. You know, there's some things I don't enjoy. And one of them is that MyPillow guy. I don't like him at all. And I'm sorry, I just can't stand him. I can't stand him. Somebody I like less than that is that old woman named Martha. That's trying to sell you that Medicare supplement thing. I've called them one or two times. I said, congratulations. I didn't think I could find any commercial anywhere that was worse than the MyPillow guy, but y'all have topped it. They hung up on me. Yeah, I had an old woman with 75 years old, all that business hair. I want to say to you that if you will, please, when God gave us a song, is that we know what it is to enjoy something, to enjoy the Lord. And do you know the reason why that song will never fizzle out with you? You know why? God put a song in your heart. Now, whatever God does, he does it for all eternity. I can promise you right now is that folks that finally they fizzled out, they started out, and then they just fizzled out. You know, if you go back into the wallowing of the mire from whence you came, like the hog returns to the mire and the dog returns to his vomit. If you're going back, then you're not a Christian. You've just been religious. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you something. He's my song. He's put a new song in my heart, even pray. I'll tell you what I can do is that I'm not going to live that long, but if I lived 100 years and you were still alive, you'd still be praised in the name of the Lord with the song that God gave you the day you came to know him in the free pardon of sin. Here's a song that I like. I like that song that Willie Nelson, I wish he'd get his hair cut and wash his clothes or at least change the oil and filter in them. But I like that Good Morning America, How Are You song. I can't tell you how it goes. But that's not my song. I'll tell you what, God gave me a song that he put in my heart about the blood of Jesus, about the Savior of the world, and God's divinely placed it there, and it'll be there from now on. If you can't remember your name someday, you'll remember the song God put in your heart. My wife, bless her heart, you know, I'll go in a store or something, and if I come back and she's sitting in the truck waiting for me, she's listening to all these gals and all these groups and somebody preaching, and she'll be listening to all of these. And I'm talking about just, you know why? She's got a song in her heart that God gave her. That's her kind of singing. I sang a few songs for her. She don't like them. I said all that to tell you that if you've got a song tonight, you ought to be thankful. Hey, God gave me a song. And not only that, he gave me sense enough to be able to know the difference. I noticed something else that was in this lesson there. Somebody said, well, you know, we don't believe in a lot of joy, and we don't believe in a lot of the, fast beat in our church. It shows. I can tell you as a debtor and a hammer. I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, I've had my switch turned on all day ready to come down here. I didn't just turn it off when I left. I turned it on and said, hey, let's get on down to the house of God with the people of God. Number two, he's not only my song, but I want you to notice in chapter 18, verse 1, that you'll find out that he's my strength. This Bible said that in verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, verse 2, and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom that I will trust. And he said, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from mine enemies. I want to say to you that whenever you begin to look into that, do you realize that, oh, that I'm on solid rock? Do you realize that, oh, that whenever David was out there and the Philistine army had gathered up, they had a champion. His name was Goliath. Remember that? And let me tell you something, is that all the army of Israel was scared. But that little shepherd boy named David, buddy, he came along with a sling and got him five smooth stones out of the brook. And he said, I'm going to go out there and I'm fighting him in the name of the Lord. And let me tell you right now, dear friend, he didn't go after that giant and try to shoot him down with a spit wad. He was using solid rock, dear friend. If you're saved tonight, you're on solid rock, and his name's the Lord Jesus Christ. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, I want you to notice in verse number 46 of our text, he says there, the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, my rock, and that's a personal thing, and let it be the God of my salvation exalted. I'll tell you, therefore will I give thanks, he said unto me, O Lord. He said, I'll give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I want the heathen world to know I've got something besides just a little bit of religion, and I'm going to sing praises unto his name. I want you to notice this lesson, not only so, but he's my stability. Now, turn in your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Galatians. In the book of Galatians, I'll give you a moment to find it. But over there in the book of Galatians, I want you to see that there's something about stability in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, he is the rock, and he's putting us upon. You know, the Bible said the world's got a rock, but their rock's not the same as our rock. And the Bible said that whenever you begin to look into it, is that we're on the rock, Christ Jesus. We're not building our life on sand that can wash out. We've built our life on a solid rock. That means tonight that he is my stability. I've got a solid foundation. I'm not blown about with every wind of doctrine. I remember people, you know, they'll go to the Baptist church a while, then they blow over to the Pentecostal church, then they blow over to something else. And you know why they blow here, there, and yon? I'll tell you why. They never got settled on the solid rock of God. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this thing a long time. And if you're going to come to me at something, you better have a chapter, a book, and a verse, because I'm going to have several of them to go with it. In this Bible lesson you're looking at, you're going to find out, look at over there in Galatians, in chapter number 1 And starting with about verse number 6. Now, here's what the Apostle Paul told the church at Galatia. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel. Do you realize how I got into the grace of Christ? I was called in by the power of God. And you were called in by the power of God if you're in. He said, which is not another, but if there be some that troubleth you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. You know what it is? It's not horseshoes. Being close enough, being close ain't going to cut it. What you better know is that there's only one way to miss hell and make heaven. Never has been but one way. Never will be but one way. It's in a person, and his name is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know what happened to this crowd here at Galatia? Some of them professed Christ. And then all of a sudden they left him that had called them into the grace of God. He said, I marvel that you so soon left him that called you in to the grace of God. You know what they went after, don't you? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, about verse number 4, they went after another Jesus, they went after another spirit, and they went after another gospel. Though there's not another, but there are those that would pervert it and have you believe there is. I want to tell you something, is that I'm on solid ground tonight because I'm on the solid rock, and he's my stability. It don't make any difference when the clouds arise, the storm comes, and the rain descends, and the winds are blowing. I'm going to tell you the reason why that I keep on standing, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. You know, in this lesson we're looking at, I'm going to tell you he's not only my stability, and I'm glad for that, but he's my sermon. Now, in the lesson as we close tonight, I just wanted to say to you is that that's the reason we ought to talk about him. That's the reason we ought to be preaching about him. That's the reason why that we ought to tell people, hey, I want you to look what the Lord hath done in my heart and my soul. See? In this Bible lesson you're looking at, I was thinking about it, and I told that woman, I told that nurse, I said, you know, God's been good to me. And in a few minutes, she came back and she said, I want to rehearse that and revisit that a little bit. And when she mentioned it, tears came to her eyes. I guess she was glad to know somebody somewhere is thankful of how good God has been to me. You and I ought to be talking about that where we go. We ought to be preaching about that where we go. Look at what the Lord has done. Listen to what the Lord has said. And I can tell you something, is that when you love the Lord, you ought to love him for who he is. Not for what you get out of him, but for who he is. I want to say in closing, this Bible says over in the book of Psalm, and you can look there in chapter number 9 in the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 9, verse 11. Listen to what he says in the passage there. Sing praises unto the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. We ought to be talking about what God's done for us, you know. I mean, it's easy to get together and go to gossiping about somebody or talking about somebody you don't like. I can't even tell you the number of people I don't like. You think as many as I've got, as many enemies as I've got, I'd write them down. Somebody goes to telling, you know what, I don't like your preacher. I'll give you permission to say, he don't like you either. No, that's carnal. I'm just kidding with you about that. You know what, kind of. I'm just kidding about that, kind of. But you know what the problem is, don't you? We ought to brag on the Lord and talk about his doings and talk about what he's done. And we ought to be impressing others with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what ends up happening is you don't have to convince anybody that this is what the Lord said and this is who he is. All you have to do is be factual and tell the truth. And if you'll stand on that solid rock, Christ Jesus, whether they like it, lump it, love it, or leave it, believe it or not, it don't make any difference. You've done what's right in the sight of God. In the lesson here, we close tonight. this Bible said over in 1 Chronicles 16, don't turn there. He says, I'm going to declare his glory among the heathen. But I want to close and let you look at Hebrews in chapter number 2. I want you to see that passage before we get ready to shut it down here tonight. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter number 2, I want to say to you that we started out saying we ought to brag on him, we ought to talk about him, not only among the brethren, but among the heathen and among other nations in the world. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my, look at it, brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. I got to tell you, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now, let me tell you, there's some of you tonight, no doubt, maybe all of you. You've been declaring him to others. This crowd here that says, bring it all to him that sings that. I've noticed every now and again, somebody in their family shows up. Somebody had to invite them. Somebody had to talk to them about the Lord. Somebody had to say, hey, we'd like you to come. And look what God has done for us. That's good. Just keep doing that. Just keep on doing that. You'll be disappointed a lot of times because they won't. But oh, how joyful that it is. You know, God gives you just as much credit for it and the blessing for it for just having put forth the effort. But what a double blessing that it is when they show up down at the house of God. What a good thing that is. Don't ever let anybody whip you down, browbeat you, make you think you ain't doing nothing. Listen, are you faithful to the house of God? Sure you are. I guarantee you right now, that's more than the average Baptist ever can say. Do you ever use your lip and your life? Sure, there's time. But you know what wisdom is? It comes from God in knowing when to speak up and knowing when to shut up. I know some men in the Bible that were sent and over Asia and over the country in Achaia. And God said, I'm not going to let you speak here. And he suffered them not to speak a word over in the book of Acts. Now, that's bad on a preacher that's wanting to preach to a country. But sometime God said no. You ever just forced it anyway and made a mess out of it and it got worse than it did? You wanted it to be better, but it didn't. I want to tell you something tonight. We've got a lot to be thankful for at this time of the year. Just take time out from all your busy schedule, about all your tormented mind, about all the influence that the devil's bringing from out, bombarding you with it, and just open your heart unto the Lord and bring it all to him. Bring it all to him. I wonder tonight, do you know him in the free pardon of sin? I trust and hope you have a good Thanksgiving because of him. Let's stand to our feet, our Father, as we get ready to leave here tonight. You know every need we have. Lord, I pray that you'd bless these boys, these girls, these young men, these young ladies. No doubt there's a lot of devilment. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of seductive spirits that are running rampant in this day and hour of which we live. I want to thank you, Lord, and I pray you'd give us strength to say yes to God, no to the devil. I want to thank you, Lord, for loving us while we were unlovable. I pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free in Jesus' name.